I'm CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger. Dealing with car repairs can feel like a lose-lose situation. You lose your money and your time. And if you don't have the right coverage, just one repair could bleed you dry. If you call CarShield, you won't be worried about expensive repairs anymore. CarShield administrators handle the paperwork and expensive payments, so you don't have to. It's a win-win. Seriously, CarShield could save you thousands. You get to pick your favorite mechanic to do the work, and CarShield administrators take care of the rest. It's like they're your own personal team of auto repair problem solvers. Plans from CarShield even provide roadside assistance, rental coverage, and trip reimbursement, all at no additional charge. Whether your car has 5,000 miles or 150,000 miles, CarShield has monthly coverage options to fit your budget. Get coverage today and see why CarShield cars go farther. Visit carshield.com/Jill to save 10%. That's carshield.com/Jill. A deductible may apply.
Philadelphia is bracing for a possible public transit strike. SEPTA workers voted to authorize a walkout if an agreement isn't reached on a new contract to replace one which expired at midnight Sunday.
The corporation is getting hazard pay, and we're out in the wind with no supplies.
The union says the workers, their main issue, three main issues are fair wages, safety, and parental leave. Brazil's vice president says its government will accelerate its timeline by 2 or 3 years to completely eliminate illegal deforestation. The long-awaited judicial inquiry into the NYPD killing of Eric Garner is underway.
What the judge called a very unique and trailblazing proceeding is meant to provide greater transparency into the death of Eric Garner, whose family has complained about a lack of it. Nobody will be charged or found liable. Instead, the judge said the judicial inquiry is about letting the public better understand what happened and what did not happen 7 years ago, when Garner died of an unauthorized chokehold following his arrest for selling untaxed cigarettes on the streets of Staten Island. His family has accused the officers involved of violations of duty and neglected duty. The city has objected to this inquiry, saying the public already knows much of what happened. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
A rare coin made in colonial New England in 1652 could sell for about $300,000 when it hits the auction block next month in London. The silver shilling made in Boston was recently found in the UK inside a candy tin with hundreds of other old coins. This is ABC News.
What's all the buzz about nasal?
Stay informed. 20 minutes of nonstop news continues on Como News 1000, FM 97.7.
Good afternoon. Como News Time 304. The rain falling in downtown Seattle. Our current temperature 57 in the city. SeaTac Airport now 54.
I'm Elisa Jaffe with Rick Van Sice, and let's find out now how our traffic is looking from the Dubin Law Group Traffic Center. Here's Kimmy Klein.
Oh, it's been a busy day with the blustery conditions, debris and trees down, power outages. In fact, in South Seattle, the traffic signals on MLK Jr. Way are out at Othello, so make sure and treat that as an always stop. On top of that, we have utility poles down in South Seattle, still fully blocking East Marginal Way at 14th Avenue South, and also closing the South Park Bridge for those repairs, so lots of extra traffic on the 1st Avenue South Bridge. We do have a crash on northbound 99 just south of the Aurora Bridge, blocking two left lanes plus Seahawk traffic. On southbound 5, keeping it busy from Northgate through the convention center. Northbound 5's heavy too into Seattle around the Michigan curve past I-90. In Lake Stevens, watch for police activity on Highway 9 at Lundeen Parkway. Further down, there is a crash partially blocking Highway 9 at 152nd near Cathcart. A crash in Puyallup just cleared from the Meridian ramp to eastbound 512, and still have big backups on both directions of Highway 16 between the Toll Plaza and Purdy due to a long-term crash still in the median at Wallachet. Your next Como traffic at 314.
And this update on traffic sponsored by Beacon Plumbing, Heating and Electrical. Call Beacon today and save $50 on all heating and air conditioning. Just call 1-800-FREAKIN and stop freaking. Call on Beacon. Well, whether you're going to the game tonight, taking a walk later, or just out for a drive, be prepared for rain. Our forecast is for wet and windy weather tonight, with overnight lows dropping into the 40s and 50s. Those southerlies up around 30 miles per hour. Rainy at times tomorrow, staying breezy with wind gusts to 30 and highs in the 50s. In the downtown Seattle now at Como News, it is 54 degrees. Lisa, did you lose your power over the weekend?
We lost power. We lost a few planters. It was pretty nasty out here. And you know, one of the things I did notice is by covering up things like our outdoor heaters, that acted as a sail and whipped those up. I thought that was good for in the rain, but not a good move
not
on my part.
In the wind.
Yeah.
Well,
no, and there's a lot of cleanup happening, too, even as the last of the bomb cyclone does a number on the Northwest. Como's Ryan Harris has more on those efforts.
Absolutely, Elisa. And in fact, I was very lucky. My power flickered off a couple of times, but it managed to stay on, which is always great when you have a situation like this where the wind has been a factor and knocked out not only whole trees, but a lot of those loose branches that were just waiting for the right conditions to take them down. And of course, that did a number on power, not quite to the level of the 2006 Hanukkah Eve storm, but it still at its peak left more than 150,000 homes and businesses without juice, a number that has shrunk significantly. Now, crews will be out around the clock, not only working to restore power, but to clear trees so that that restoration work can be done. In fact, I'm just up Highway 524 in between sort of Linwood, Bothell, and Mill Creek here, where a crew is working, and they have some tree crews there helping them out. Now, Aaron Swaney with the Snohomish County PUD tells me that, like the rest of us, they've dealt with supply issues, wires, poles, transformers, not only because of the supply chain, but also because the hurricane that hit the Gulf really required a lot of that equipment. But he says that they have plenty of supplies. They've managed to come up with some other suppliers, so they'll have everything they need as they continue this round-the-clock effort to get the power back on. Now, we're on the backside of this storm, the wind now shifting to rain, so the falling trees are still a danger, some of those branches that didn't come down especially, and you are urged to be extra careful. Reporting live in Snohomish County, Ryan Harris, Como News.
Thank you, Ryan. Crews spending the better part of another day cleaning up all the down power poles along East Marginal Way, too. For that part of our team coverage, here's Como's Bill O'Neill.
These down poles are in an area north of a stretch that saw a number of poles fall back in 2019. Seattle City Light says about 15 poles in all went down during Sunday's windstorm, with crews hoping to reopen the road to traffic by midday Tuesday. We're told the poles that fell over the weekend were last inspected back in August, with three ordered to be replaced. The process for replacing those poles was underway. Bill O'Neill, Como News.
Police in Des Moines have identified and are looking to arrest a man suspected of fatally shooting three outside of a sports bar last month. Joshua Paloka faces three counts of murder in the September 26th shooting at La Familia Sports Pub and Lounge. The gunfire followed an altercation that began inside, then continued outside as hundreds of people were filing into the parking lot. Investigators have not disclosed a motive or if Paloka knew the three people who were killed. He is considered armed and dangerous. And City Hall launching the Seattle Relief Fund. That's a program to give cash payments to those hit hardest by the pandemic. We have more now on the story from Como's Jeff Poggiola.
Mayor Jenny Durkan made the announcement in Lake City.
We are providing $16 million in cash assistance to our neighbors through the Seattle Relief Fund.
The idea is to get the assistance, which could be up to $1,000 per individual or $3,000 per family, to those who need it the most. The mayor says each application will be vetted and the money won't simply be handed out on a first-come, first-served basis. The Seattle Relief Fund is paid for with money from the general fund and not a dedicated tax. Jeff Poggiola, Como News.
That brings our Como News time to 3:10. Bill Schwartz is on vacation, and that's good for two reasons. Number one, he's on vacation, enjoying some time off. Number two, I get to work with my son, Taylor, with a check on sports, buddy.
Yeah, good afternoon. Okay, tonight we get to watch the Seattle Seahawks in Monday Night Football for the National Spotlight. Hosting the New Orleans Saints at Lumen Field, kickoff is set for 5:15, which means that traffic is going to be awful around the stadium starting exactly right now for the next several hours. In any case, oddsmakers in Vegas think it's going to be a good night for the Seahawks. They are four-point favorites over the New Orleans Saints. Geno Smith is going to be the quarterback, with Russell Wilson still healing up from that finger surgery on his throwing hand. Just a few regular season matches left for the Seattle Sounders before they prepare for the postseason. New seeding results from Major League Soccer show the Sounders have clinched a top-four seed in the Western Conference. That means they get home field advantage for their first playoff match. The Sounders are in Los Angeles for a match with LAFC tomorrow. Then they're home to host the LA Galaxy Monday, before wrapping up the season next weekend in Vancouver. Home again tomorrow night for the Seattle Kraken, looking for their first home win at Climate Pledge Arena. The Montreal Canadiens coming to town. They, too, only have one win this season. The Kraken lost their home opener 4-2 to the Vancouver Canucks. Grubauer was pulled out of the net late in the third period as the Kraken tried to tie the game. Instead, the Canucks score an empty net goal to cement their win. And for the first time since 1999, the Atlanta Braves back in the World Series. They haven't won the series since 1995. Those teams churned out out six Hall of Famers, the 99 and 95 Braves, including their manager and GM. And who will the Braves face in the American League? The Houston Astros, the no-good, dirty, rotten, cheating Houston Astros, who won the series in 2017 thanks to their elaborate sign-stealing scheme. Game one of the World Series comes up tomorrow evening at Minute Maid Park, home of, did I say they were no-good, dirty, rotten cheaters? The Houston Astros.
I believe you did.
Yes.
Thank you, Taylor. All right. We'll continue to keep you updated on sports at 10 and 40 past every hour. Lawmakers are calling childcare human infrastructure, a backbone of our economy, and it's an industry in growing crisis with many workers now fleeing for better paying jobs. ABC's Karen Travers has more.
Leslie Spina has run Kinder Academy in Philadelphia for nearly three decades. She says she's now facing challenges she's never seen before.
This is the first time in 27 years that we've had classrooms that are set up and children who want to go in those classrooms and classrooms empty because we don't have the staff in them.
There is a child care crisis in this country. The industry is down more than 125,000 workers nationwide, a more than 10% drop from pre-pandemic levels. Just since June, more than 10,000 child care workers have left the industry, many taking jobs with increasing wages. The median wage for a child care worker is just $12.24 an hour. Mandy Crozier has worked for Kinder Academy for 20 years. She says she understands why people are leaving her industry.
Who wants to come into this field right now? Like, no way. When you're seeing signs that Wawa will pay you $15, $17 an hour.
Leslie Spina is doing what she can to keep quality employees. She pays her entry-level staff a market rate, around $10 to $12 an hour, and more depending on experience and qualifications. She offers health, dental, and vision benefits, a retirement plan, mental wellness care, a rarity in her field.
We're talking about highly qualified professional teachers who are making salaries that are ridiculous and shameful. We should be ashamed.
But raising fees isn't a feasible option. The majority of families that send their children to Kinder Academy are working class.
I wouldn't be able to work if I didn't have the proper child care.
American families are on average spending about 13% of their income to pay for child care costs for a child under five. Child care is a key component of President Biden's Build Back Better agenda.
I've been conscious of the concern and the lack of access and the lack of financial ability to have child care for a long time.
His plan calls for $225 billion toward child care for the next 10 years, funding for child care providers, raising the minimum wage for child care workers to $15 an hour, and ensuring no middle class families pay more than 7% of their income for child care. The plan also calls for universal free preschool starting at age three. As negotiations continue in Washington, Leslie Spina just hopes her business survives.
This is not sustainable.
Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
Como News Time, 3:14.
Time for a check on traffic. We do that every 10 minutes on the floors from the Dubin Law Group Traffic Center. Here's Timmy Klein.
Eastbound Highway 16 at Wallachia, a long-term crash is still blocking your left lane, but it's also just a huge distraction in the median. So eastbound traffic is slammed out of Purdy, and West 16 is heavy past 36 in Gig Harbor. We may have a new crash on southbound 5 in Tacoma approaching Highway 16 in those collector distributor lanes. Our travel time past that from Tacoma to Olympia is already 1 hour. And in Seattle, there's a new crash on northbound 5 just north of Michigan Street blocking the left lane. Southbound 5 into Seattle is packed from Northgate to the stadiums for Monday Night Football. Northbound 99 approaching the Aurora Bridge, there's a crash still blocking two left lanes, and a new accident on southbound 405, just south of State Route 527, blocking, looks like 2.5 left lanes, so that's quickly backing up. A crash near Cathcart partially blocks Highway 9 at 152nd, and there's a crash reported on 167, just south of Jovita Boulevard. It's adding to backups in both directions. Your next Como traffic at 324.
Thank you, Kimmy, and this update on traffic sponsored by All City Fence, locally owned and operated since 1953, now serving Snohomish County. AllCityFence.com. Weather. Now, we're not done with it yet. The forecast calling for wind and rain tonight with those wind gusts up around 30 miles an hour. Overnight lows in the 40s and 50s with rain at times. Continuing with rain threat tomorrow and breezy with gusts to 30 and highs in the 50s. SeaTac Airport now 54 degrees at 316.
Stay connected. Stay informed. The Northwest's only 24-hour news station. Como News 1000, FM 97.7.
Thanks for joining us on the Como Afternoon News. Our editor, Kathy O'Shea. I'm Rick Van Sice with Elisa Jaffe. Millions of Americans are eligible for a third or booster COVID-19 vaccination dose, but Americans abroad are having trouble finding many doses, even if they ask for help from embassies. Dan Diamond has taken a closer look for the Washington Post and talked with Como's Taylor Van Sice.
More than a dozen Americans abroad came forward to speak with you for this piece. What kind of lengths did they go to try and find that dose?
There were Americans that I spoke to who had spent months trying to get local officials to share doses that had arrived donated by the United States, but not intended for Americans necessarily, intended for, say, the people who live in Thailand or Indonesia. Spoke to some Americans abroad who said they wanted to fly back to the States, but they were worried. They had pre-existing health conditions. They were worried that leaving for an international trip would expose them to new risk. And I also spoke to Americans who are older, in their 70s, 80s, who have retired overseas. For cost of living, it's much lower there. And for them, traveling across the globe in the middle of the pandemic was especially hard, given that some of them have physical ailments that might make it difficult to get on a plane and fly. So there were a lot of different reasons why people had had challenges getting shots. But the underlying theme was it's not especially easy across the globe. Things have been available here in the States for months, but that's not the case in many corners of the planet.
For an American working abroad, you know, they've made their home in another country. They're an expatriate. Isn't the State Department able to help out through the embassy or something? Because when we think about, say, the evacuation of Afghanistan, yeah, that was a war-torn area, but still the embassy was there. They were able to make accommodations for Americans in need. Isn't this the same kind of wartime effort?
That is a great question. So the State Department does step in and work to help Americans abroad in a number of cases. And at the beginning of the pandemic, the State Department did do evacuations out of China as the pandemic was spreading there acutely in early 2020. But in this case, the State Department has said, we are not going to get involved with vaccinating Americans abroad. That is a bridge too far. We do not provide private health care to Americans overseas. We're not going to change that policy. The State Department has vaccinated its workers, and then people who might not be Americans but working with Americans in embassies overseas got vaccinated too through the State Department. But the State Department did not want to go further. And I did talk to some public health experts who said, well, this might be an opportunity to revisit that rule, given that the pandemic is testing us in unprecedented ways.
Any response from the White House on the story that you brought us? Because it's, I mean, just to read this, some of the things these people went through, it's pretty heartbreaking.
It's upsetting, especially because here in America, as several of them pointed out, we've had doses expire, doses that could save lives or significantly protect people, including Americans overseas. The White House is in a bit of a box, Taylor. The idea that we are donating to the rest of the world, I think global advocates think that's tremendous. But the White House does not want to be in the position of saying we are giving doses to, say, Thailand, but Thailand, you have to make sure to vaccinate all the Americans in the country first. That introduces a geopolitical wrinkle that President Biden has really not wanted to touch.
Dan Diamond with us on Como News, reporter for The Washington Post. And you can always find Dan's coverage online at WashingtonPost.com. Dan, thank you.
And that's Como's Taylor Van Sice. 3:20 now at Como News and your Como Propel Insurance Money Updates.
From ABC News, Wall Street. Now, stocks start the week with some small gains, but with enough for more record highs. The Dow rose 64 points, the S&P 500 added 22. That was enough for a new closing benchmark, and the NASDAQ closed up 137 for the day. Oil prices ended the day unchanged at $83.76 a barrel. Facebook is among the latest companies to report as earnings season rolls on. Its latest number short of analyst expectations. Tesla notching the session's biggest gain in the S&P after Hertz said it would buy 100,000 Model 3 vehicles for its fleet. The deal sent the electric vehicle maker stock up more than 12%. Union organizers at an Amazon distribution center in New York delivered more than 2,000 signatures to federal labor officials asking to authorize a vote which would establish the first union at the nation's largest online retailer. If organizers in New York succeed, it could set similar votes in motion across the company's empire. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Money news on Como at 20 and 50 past every hour. Latest on traffic, including into the stadium, next.
Como Radio News. Stay connected, stay informed, and check back 2, 3, 4 times a day for the news that affects you. Plus traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the 4s. The Northwest News Station. This is Como News.